own 24. Stasniak in the shotgun. Takes a snap. And off here, goes into the quagmire at the line, but they'll get more than enough. They'll get 2 or 3 yards. And it'll be 1st and 10 for DC Everest.
And yeah, if you're DC Everest here, you're just like, okay, we'll just keep moving the football. Even with our backup quarterback Stasniak in, we'll just keep mowing through this defense.
1st and 10 from their own 27 for DC Everest. Stasniak to pass now. Steps in the pocket, heaves it deep. Far side, leaping, catch made at the north 30-yard line. What a reception by Edwards. He leapt up in a jump ball with Zach Shipman, and Edwards won it. They both went up for the ball at the north 30, and Edwards pulled it out of the hands of Shipman. And it's 1st and 10 for DC Everest at the north 30-yard line, a 50-yard reception.
Yeah, that is just unbelievable from Edwards. The leaping ability to be able to overtake Shipman and win that 1v1 is amazing.
Final minute of the first half now. Stasniak throws short near side. Reception made by O'Brien. Gains about 4 on the play. Clock will keep running, 45 and counting. DC Everest does have 2 timeouts. Braden Mitchell's team isn't necessarily hurrying as much as they might want to right now. They kind of have a muddle huddle. Now they'll set up 30 seconds until halftime. Stasniak in the shotgun, Bankston with him to the side. He'll let the pass, rolling far side, looking, throws deep far side, catch made. Yeah, catch made inside the 15, down to the 14. There was a flag thrown in the secondary. 19 seconds to go until halftime. That was O'Brien again on the reception for DC Everest. But let's see what the flag is for. Pass interference, it'll be on, they're gonna get it on DC Everest. They're gonna get it on O'Brien on the push-off.
An offensive pass interference there for DC Everest, and that'll push them back a little bit.
There'll be 19 seconds to go in the half, and the foul will be marked off from the 26-yard line, so now DC Everest backed up to the north 36-yard line. If they get it inside the 30, they're in Stasniak's range to at least think about a field goal. 19 seconds until halftime. They do have 2 timeouts. Stasniak in the shotgun, 3 wideouts, 2 to the near side. He'll roll out near side. He's got good protection. Throws deep near side. Leaping catch made at the 22-yard line and immediately brought down. 12 seconds to go. Did he get out of bounds? I think he did. Cohen Preby, I think, got out of bounds. They're going to mark him down at the 25-yard line. A gain of 9 on the play. It's 3rd down and 5 from the 25. 12 seconds to go until halftime. As DC Everest trying to take the last of the mints from the bowl on the desk just before halftime. They've dominated the whole half so far. They want to grab everything. Stasniak at the pass. Fultz a little wide receiver screen over the middle. Catch made into the 15 on the 10. He's going to walk on in. Blake Bankston, touchdown. Just a little screen pass over the middle. Got it to Bankston, and he goes untouched from 25 yards. It's 33-7, DC Everest. Bankston's 3rd touchdown he is responsible for in the first half. 33-7, DC Everest, as they march down the field some 86 yards on that drive with hardly any bit of, hardly any stoppage. Stasniak on for the extra point for DC Everest, right-footed kicker. As there's the snap, ball's down, kicks on its way, and the kick is good. 34-7, DC Everest. The North Huskies, here's what's frustrating for North. North this year had allowed 41 total first half points. 41 total first half points. Tonight they've allowed 34.
Not a great look for this north side. Just not a great thing. Again, 41 total points. That's in 5 weeks of football play. They've given up nearly that in one game here today. That is what DC Everest has done to them.
Well, a humbling experience for the North Huskies. They won the last 2 weeks. Reality is they beat a winless Superior team and a winless Memorial team. Still, I think they very much thought they were going to be a little more competitive than they've been in this one. As DC Everest has rattled off 28 unanswered points. And again, North has really not even come close to slowing down the DC Everest offense. So North will go into the second half of this one just trying to play it out. And you begin to look ahead. North is going to have to play better next week. We saw this Stevens Point team a few weeks ago. That'll be a tough out for North next week at home if North isn't careful. Now, next week won't be a must-win either. But if you lose next week, then it does become must-wins or you miss the playoffs yet again. 9 seconds until halftime. As Stasniak kicks it off for DC Everest. Ball heads down to our left. Taken by North at the 10-yard line. And brought out to the 23-yard line. That was Shipman on, actually that was 81. We don't have an 81 on that roster. Let's see if there's an 81 on this roster. Arvid Ryberg, a junior. Arvid Ryberg, a junior. On the return out to the 24-yard line. Return of about 17 yards. 4 seconds left, and you would think North is just going to hand the ball here to Levante Bean, who's in the backfield as McCracken goes under center. Or does McCracken just take the knee? McCracken will take the knee, and the final 4 seconds tick away. Well, the North Huskies, there was that moment. A Levante Bean 68-yard touchdown run gave them a 7-6 lead in this game. Early in the ball game, but Derek, the wheels came off right after that.
Yep, the wheels have completely come off since that Levante Bean run.
So the North Huskies down big 34-7 at the break. Well, when we come back, folks, a conversation with Eau Claire Memorial head coach Tom Westcott. They're in action as we speak against Menominee. Plus, we'll recap this first half of play. At the end of one half, all DC Everest, unfortunately, as they lead the North Huskies 34-7. Halftime is next from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Don't go anywhere as coverage of Eau Claire High School football continues next with the Halftime Show, featuring an interview and a replay of the top highlights from the first half.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com. Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high. That's why SaveByTheScan.org want you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Halftime. Scott Montesano with you. Eau Claire North at D.C. Everest. We'll update you on where we are in that ball game in a moment, but an opportunity here at halftime to catch up with Eau Claire Memorial and the Old Abes football program. Head coach Tom Westcott, kind enough to join us. They, of course, have a game going on as and, coach. Let's go back, though, to last week. You guys, as the cliche goes, you throw records out. It is a friendly rivalry. A lot of these athletes have come up playing each other on both sides, playing with and against each other in any number of sports and activities. And while I know you guys came up on the losing side of things, still a special night, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great, you know, if anything, it promotes football in the Chippewa Valley right here in Eau Claire. You know, I like to think that we are, Coach McGinnis and myself, the Huskies at large and the Old Aids at large are growing football in Eau Claire. And so to have that sort of rivalry for the past 61 years is fantastic. And just continuing to grow football is a fantastic thing. Stinks to lose, but we had a great game and had a lot of fun.
You guys obviously are in a season right now where you're trying to build something for the future, and where have you seen that growth since the start of the season?
You know, I think defensively we've seen our boys really start to answer the bell after getting punched in the mouth on 14 defensive points, and then we let up a special to be down 21-0 in that first quarter. I was in the first half of the first quarter, heck, but the defense really answered the bell and only let up one score the rest of the way. So we've seen a lot now. Smacked in the mouth, so to speak. Offensively, you know, we're learning that we gotta play our style of offense, and we gotta be true to ourselves and just convert third downs and keep teams on their heels, and we'll be just fine.
And what do you do to make sure that the energy level stays up for the guys? Again, the losses have been mounting. Some guys, no matter what, they'll run through a brick wall. But everybody's human. People start to get down a little bit. So how do you keep that energy level up? Because every week, one of the best things about football is that every week feels like it's a mini championship.
Yeah, I think it starts in practice. How we practice, we do a lot of game simulations and things of that nature. We bring in music and crowd noise just to try and simulate what where we might be at in a game. So we've really dialed that in, especially as school has started. We've tried to emulate that as best we can. So, and energy is really a choice. We preach that to the kids a lot. You know, we can get on ourselves, or we can believe in ourselves and our brothers next to us. So we're trying to hit it on multiple fronts, and I think we've seen some progress in that for sure.
As the season goes on, are you able to open up the offensive playbook a little bit more? I'm not talking about triple flea flickers and stuff like that, but as guys get more used to the schemes and whatnot, they can begin to dive a little deeper into the playbook, and sometimes that gets guys excited.
Yeah, and even more than that, I think we're letting kids draw up some plays at this point. We had an onside kick last week, and we let our kicker draw that one up. So he was searching TikTok and YouTube for onside kicks and things like that. So we're letting the kids take some ownership in our scheming and some of those fun plays that they get to run.
And again, I would assume, too, you start to see that growth from those juniors on the roster, and maybe especially some of those sophomores that get playing time, correct?
Yeah, that's a great observation. You know, we have quite a few seniors. However, a lot of seniors are banged up. So we are we're relying on some sophomores and juniors to lead the way here. And it's great to see how they've grown as leaders and taking ownership in the not only the schematics, but leadership. I mean, heck, we had a sophomore out clean up garbage in the parking lot the other day just because he wanted to improve the school a little bit. So that's the sort of leadership that we're trying to develop here at Eau Claire Memorial.
This week, this has again been a season of a lot of newness, but a familiar opponent this week in Menominee. And Menominee's not that far removed from the years of, it seemed like they were already up by 4 touchdowns when they took the field against any opponent. Still an outstanding football culture over in Menominee with a familiar head coach to people in Eau Claire. What do you know about the Mustangs this year?
You know, Coach Sins does a great job over there continuing the helm after Coach Labuda retired. But, you know, Menominee is – they are who they are, and a lot of teams know that. And so we get to have the opportunity to try and match their physicality in that vaunted offense that they have. And, you know, they've spread it open a little bit in the past few years with Coach Sins and some more 2x2 sets, but it's a great challenge for us this week.
And then, Coach, before we let you go, who are some of those players against North that you really like? Maybe guys that, again, didn't show up in the stat sheet, but guys who really had a good game for you.
You know, Ryan Holtz played. He's one of our strong safeties. He is really taking on that mantra of being a physical football player, and we've seen him grow since week one. I'm really happy with that. The tackles might not be racking up like quickly becoming one of the leaders of the defense. Offensively, Luke Johnson may not have had his best game, but he's really leading that offensive line for us.
And once again, that's the head coach of the Memorial football team, Tom Westcott. We'll come back. We'll recap the first half of our game, North at D.C. Everest, and have the second half. This is high school football from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We rejoin you at halftime from D.C. Everest in Rothschild, Wisconsin, suburb of Wausau. All DC Everest in this one as they are running away with it. They're up 34-7 on Eau Claire North at halftime. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. DC Everest, first place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. You knew they were going to be a strong opponent, but you think about it, Derek, 34 first-half points put up on North, nearly the entirety of the season's points that they've allowed in the first half. You knew it was going to be a struggle. This is a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, you'd think maybe it would be a bit closer just based on the statistical numbers that we've seen from North in the first half, but hey, DC Everest came out firing early.
And again, North just was unable to do anything to stop DC Everest. It's like an ice sculpture trying to survive a shadeless desert. It's a fruitless effort for North to try to stop this DC Everest offense. We saw that in the first half. Derek will take us through what happened in that first half.
Well, it all started 6:19 to go in the first quarter when Bangston for DC Everest ran the ball in from 24 yards. However, the extra point was blocked by Eau Claire North, and that turned out to make a difference early on, as with 5:07 to go, it would be North to get on the score sheet with a Levante Bean 68-yard touchdown run, which went something like this.
He got that near jet quarterback treatment, not the Aaron Rodgers treatment. Shotgun from McCracken. Hand off again to Bean. Bust to the middle. He's past the 45 to the 50. Foot race to the 40-yard line. Hits the near sideline. Stays on his feet to the 20, to the 10. Wave him goodbye. Touchdown. Touchdown for the North Huskies. A 68-yard touchdown run by Levante Bean. He outran the whole Evergreen student body the last 50 yards. And the game is tied at 6.
And with a successful extra point from North, the score would be 7-6. But from there, it becomes DC Everest the rest of the way when Xavier Edwards, with 1 minute to go in the first quarter, scores an 18-yard touchdown reception. That extra point also being good, making the score 13-7 in favor of DC Everest. It'd become 19-7 with 7:20 to go in the second quarter when Dvorak scored a 4-yard touchdown reception. After a failed extra point thing, they tried to go for two and were unsuccessful. And then it would be Eau Claire North all over again. It would be Bangston from 55 yards with 5:17 to go in the second quarter. 55 yards to the end zone to make it 27-7 with a successful two-point conversion. And then with just 9 seconds to go in the second quarter, it's Bangston again, this time from 25 yards out with a successful extra point, putting this game at 34-7 where we sit now.
Again, Bangston with 3 touchdowns in that first half. Blake Bangston now has 16 touchdown runs this year for DC Everest. Logan George has 8 touchdown passes on the year. As far as other first half stats?
As far as some key stats go, Oakland North was 2 of 6 on third downs. DC Everest a staggering 5 for 7. Both teams had 1 fourth down attempt and both of them were successful. North have had 2 penalties for 10 yards and DC Everest 5 penalties for 45 yards.
So again, all DC Everest in this one as they're up 34-7. As far as the out-of-town scoreboard.
As far as out-of-town scores go, Regis and Mondovi at the half. Regis looking to put themselves in a good playoff. But they're tied 16-16 at halftime. In the middle border conference, Altoona chasing a win, not looking good as they trail 21-0 to first place in the conference, Baldwin-Woodville. also in action tonight, Memorial needing a win as well. They're not looking too great at halftime as they trail the 2-1 in the BRC, Menominee, 38-8. Elsewhere in the North American Hockey League, Chippewa Steel played, and despite having a 2-1 lead, ended up losing it with a goal with 3 seconds to go, which caused them to lose 2-2 to Colorado. That is your look around the out-of-town scoreboard.
A reminder, folks, that we're back in action next week. More high school action here on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media. Next Friday night, we'll be back at Carson Park with this Eau Claire North team as they'll take on Stevens Point. So it'll be Eau Claire North against Stevens Point next Friday night at Carson Park, 6:45. Broadcast start and a 7 o'clock kickoff for that one. And then no game the following Friday, which is week number 8. No game that we'll have. And then we're back with you on week 9, which is the last week of the regular season. Thursday night game, we'll have Memorial against this DC Everest team on a Thursday night. And then that Friday night is to be determined. If North's game at Wisconsin Rapids means something, then we'll have North at Wisconsin Rapids. If it does not, we'll catch up with the Regis Ramblers for the first time. And then it's playoffs after that. And we know Regis will be in the playoffs. We'll have them. If North gets in, we'll have them. So we'll see. We know one of the teams we cover will be in the playoffs. That is Regis. Are they joined by North? Looks like Altoona and Memorial will both be mathematically eliminated tonight. But again, next week, North against Stevens Point, a 6:45 broadcast on for that and a 7 o'clock kickoff. And see Stevens Point again after we saw them a couple weeks ago against Memorial. We'll see if North is able to put up a little bit more of a pushback on Spash.
Yep, we'll see if North is able to prevent a 40-6, unlike what Memorial did.
Well, again, it's 34-7. DC Everest leads this ball game at the break. When we come back, we'll have the second half. Derek Montesano with the play-by-play for you in the second half when we come back right after this from Eau Claire Hometown Media in 93.5, The Tap.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The teams are back on the field.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the kids play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
The teams are back on the field, and it's time for tonight's second half. Let's return to the field, and with the play-by-play, here's Scott Montesano.
All D.C. Everest as we ready for the second half. Here from D.C. Everest, a homecoming atmosphere here. Packed house, a lot of kids running around, shoulder to shoulder, butt to stomach in the bleachers. They introduced some new school athletic Hall of Famers at halftime and all of that. And now the second half, as D.C. Everest will have the ball to begin the second half, up 34-7. Right now a 27-point differential. If it gets to a 35-point differential, then we do get to a running clock. D.C. Everest looking like they're on their way to a 4-0 conference mark. We'll see what North has left in them here for the second half. A disappointing showing for North defensively. That being said, this has been a tough matchup for a number of teams to slow down D.C. Everest's offense. Yeah, D.C. Everest is a team, though, that they've put up about 34 points a game. They usually don't score like this. So this has been one of their best halves of football that they had offensively. So how much of it was North really struggling defensively in that first half? How much was it D.C. Everest firing on all cylinders? The video will show when they get a chance to really dissect that. In the second half, to start off in this third quarter, North will head from left to right across your radio dial or listening device. D.C. Everest from right to left. North, the black helmets, white tops, black pants. D.C. Everest head to toe in dark green. And with the play-by-play in the second half, here is Derek Montesano.
Well, Scott, I thank you. And once again, good evening, anybody out there. Well, Solberg getting set to take the kickoff here in the second half. D.C. Everest leads this football game 34-7. Solberg will set himself up, wandering into his position at about the 29-yard line. He'll run up to it, and boot will meet ball. High spiraling kick will land at about the 10-yard line, picked up by D.C. Everest. Good return here to the 30, to the 40, and is brought down eventually. On the carry there was Nevin Poppy, the 6'3". Wide receiver, and he had himself a great return to start the second half.
Again, good return there for D.C. Everest, and they've had outstanding field position all night. Of course, that hasn't been the only thing, though, that's allowed them to score. They did score on an 86-yard drive in the first half as well, but for the most part, they've been starting right about their own 35 to 40-yard line.
Stasnak is in at quarterback now for D.C. Everest. Takes the snap. Hand off to Bankston. I completely forgot his name, but he'll bulldoze through this North defense and get himself a first down.
That gain of 11 on the play. Bankston had 6 touchdowns in week 2 against River Falls. He's got 3 so far tonight. Just keep that in the back of your mind. And that week 2 game was their lone real blowout win of the year.
D.C. Everest, 3 wide outs to the near side, 1 to the far side. Takes a snap. Hand off again. This time up the middle, and going nowhere is Bankston, as he'll be stopped after a gain of maybe 2 yards on the play. It'll be second and a long 8.
Nice job done there by Noah Penninger. He won his battle off the line for the North Huskies, and sort of like a squirrel digging a nut out from your backyard, he wrestled Bankston down. Those were two big boys and neither one wanted to give up any bit of their ground.
Stasniak in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Fakes the give, rolling out to the near side, has a man underneath, and it'll complete a short pass to number 88, Cole O'Brien. They'll gain about 6 on the play, and it'll be 3rd down and 2.
Friesen was right there, and Friesen went swatting at his ball-carrying arm, his left arm, went swatting at it right there, and O'Brien did a nice job of protecting the football as Friesen, rightfully so, was looking to see if he could get the strip from behind.
3rd down and 2 now for DC Everest at the north 41-yard line. Up, oh, somebody jumped here. We're going to have a false start, it looks like, on DC Everest. That'll back him up 5 more yards.
Yeah, Cole O'Brien, the tight end. What, they were going on 3, and he started on number 2. So he was a little ahead of the play. And he immediately knew it, lifted his shoulder and head back and knew he had gone. 5-yard penalty, so it sets up a 3rd and 7.
3rd down and 7 now. Stasniak has Bankston in the backfield. Takes the snap, fakes the give, rolling out far side, throwing it deep out of the reach of the intended receiver Xavier Edwards. And that'll bring up 4th down and 7 yards.
Even though that ball landed on the track that surrounds the football field, until it hit the ground and bounced 3 times, I was still convinced Edwards was going to find a way to catch that ball because he was open around the 20-yard line. One of the rare deep passes that DC Everest has not connected on. And it looks like we'll, for the first time tonight, see a punt as Stasniak does the punting as well. Does a little bit of everything now that he's in at quarterback.
Stasniak will take the punt. Schoff at the 5-yard line for North. Oh, yeah. Taking the snap, was rolling out wide, then punts it. Ball will land at about the 20-yard line. Take a DC Everest bounce, keep rolling, and it's going to be dead in at the 1.
Oh, let's put it this way, not even at the 1, at the 1-inch line. Now, what he did there that fools everybody is he did the Australian rules kick. The rugby style kick where he caught the ball, ran off to the side and ran into the kick, and it landed at the 20, and like a miniature golf ball, it just went rolling down the hill all the way inside the 10 to the 5. And a great job done by the DC Everest gunners. They had outrun that football, and there was a wall of 3 of them at the goal line, and they were able to be right there with their back heels up against the goal line and deaden that ball inside the 1. Pretty much you've got enough room to put a mouse's tail between the nose of the football and the goal line.
So now North will have the football at their own 1-yard line. They couldn't be any more backed up. They're 99 yards away from the end zone. McCracken, nope, we will have an early jump. It looked like somebody on the far side left a little early. And
yeah, it looked like somebody jumped for DC Everest. That'll give 5 much-needed yards to breathe for North. And it looks like Zach Shipman is, well, he was going to take that snap there. And now he's setting up more as a wide receiver, so I wonder if they were getting ready with it being a snap from inside the 1. They were going to have more of a direct snap situation because now McCracken is back in at the shotgun.
McCracken in the shotgun has Friesen to his right. Sends a man in motion, takes the snap. Flags go flying, however, and it looks like it will be a false start or something.
Yeah, legal procedure on North. That'll back them up the 5 yards.
So just reset the 5 yards that just happened. So right back to the 1 goes North.
So they got a coupon for free custard and turned it back in without getting the custard. So now they're back inside their own 1. A 1st and 10 from inside the 1.
9:26 to go here in the 3rd quarter. Everest leads 34-7.
Well, officials get together. I wonder, should that be a half a distance to the goal? Not just the, should it be more of a 2.5-yard penalty? The officials are now going to pick up the ball. And, yeah, there we go. See, Scotty knows. Scotty knows. And I am a high school umpire after all.
Okay, so wipe off the ball at the one. I just said the ball will now be at the north 3-yard line.
So much better.
Yes, insanely better. There will hold 2 extra yards. It'll be 1st and 10 from the 3. McCracken takes snap. Wait, no, that's Shipman. Shipman took the snap. He'll roll out to the near side, and he'll be down at about the 9-yard line. Zach Shipman took the snap and immediately turned around and started running to the near side.
Ah, the Wildcat, which was all the rage in 07-08. The Wildcat snapped to him. He rolled out to the near side. Good wall blockers, and they gave him 8 yards out to the 10-yard line, setting up a 2nd down and 1.
McCracken. They snap again up the middle, and this time it's going to go absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, that was Shipman again on the direct snap to him, and he was able to claw his way into that line, and the line got a good push for a couple of yards to get them the first down beyond the 10 out to the 12-yard, well, the 11-yard line, 1st and 10 from their own 11. 8:30 to go in the third quarter, all D.C. Everest, 34-7. North, though, with the ball.
And this time, now they'll send back out there Peyton McCracken. He's got Friesen with him to his left. 3 wideouts to the far side. Takes the snap, looks far side. Catch made, sheds off a tackler, and breaks through for a little bit of about 8 yards. Aaron Solberg, the one on the catch, he'll gain about 8. It'll be a 2nd and 2.
Solberg, the team's leading receiver, entering play today.
Yep, Solberg able to make that catch there. It'll be more of a 2nd down and 1 for Eau Claire North. A whole lot of a difference, I know. What a transformation. McCracken in the shotgun. He's got Friesen to his right now. Sends a man in motion, takes the snap. Looking far side, now flushed out, throws it into the ground at about the 18-yard line. His intended receiver was Ben Mettler. However, unsuccessful there. It'll be 3rd down and 1 yard to go.
That throw, by the way, as he was being chased in the backfield, like a rabbit trying to run away from a hawk that's swooping down. Got that throw, but it almost didn't get back to the line of scrimmage, which would be illegal grounding. You know, it's 3rd down and 1 yard for North from their 20.
3rd down and 1 yard here. McCracken takes a snap, handoff Friesen. He's got the 1st down and he's got more to the 30-yard line and is immediately taken down to the turf.
A good job there by Friesen, who ran off the left tackle and was able to get to the sideline and scoot his way to the 30-yard line. Gain of 10 on the play. Friesen, 4th straight week he's been in the lineup for North, was out with an injury to open up the season, and has been a good compliment with Levante Bean.
7:17 to go here in the third quarter. McCracken takes the snap. Quick throw to the far side, catch made by Ben Mettler. He'll gain 3 yards on the play, 2nd down. And 7 to come.
Obviously, the game plan gets crumpled up at this point, down 34-7 midway through the third quarter. But Matt McGinnis had told us before the game they wanted to put a little more on the plate of Peyton McCracken, the quarterback, have him throw more. Wouldn't be surprised if they stay to that in the second half and try to set something up for future weeks, and I'll follow that up in a moment here.
As McCracken in the shotgun takes snap, he'll hand it off Friesen to the outside. He'll shed off on tackler and will bounce to the sideline. He'll get about 6 on the play. It'll be 3rd down and 1 yard to go.
Now, of course, you could always be like, well, don't you want to still maybe keep a surprise for Stevens Point next week or something like that? You don't want to overthink it. You gotta have some success on the field and count on that translating over next week more so than trying to catch Stevens point off guard next week.
McCracken in the shotgun, takes a snap, handoff Friesen, gets stopped right at the line and he'll lose a couple yards. Friesen was stopped right at it, no hole for him to get through. And that will cost his team a yard.
Logan Jessamiller, the junior defensive lineman, was able to wall him off. And Solberg, who left the, not being sarcastic here, iced down his leg afterwards with all this punting back on to boot it away again. This time standing at his own 23.
And Solberg to punt. Long snap, bit high, the ball is booted deep to about, never mind, it'll go way out of play, onto the track at about the 32-yard line.
Well, we'll see where they mark it off. They're gonna keep walking up that line, Judge. He shanked that one a little bit. Oh, it's not going to be as bad as it could have been. I'm going to say at the 40 of D.C. Everest. So D.C. Everest will take over at their 40-yard line. Crowd has mostly remained intact. We can see a few more people beginning to head off. It's still a sort of night. Temperatures in the mid-60s. Don't need a jacket on a night like this. Now, there's times in late September you almost have to break out the winter jackets because temperatures are in the 50s and we're not used to it, but a lovely night, no humidity at all.
Stasniak takes the snap forever. Fires to the near side. He's got a man. Catch. Maybe he'll shut off a tackler. And he'll keep running. Breaks another tackler. And he's going to get to the 45-yard line. Owen Crabb with the reception for about 20 yards. It's a first down for D.C. Everest.
He shut off Elijah Edwards' tackle attempt as though he was just scrolling by an ex-girlfriend's latest post. It meant nothing to him. Elijah Edwards trying to tackle him. Threw him off to the side and ran for 20 more yards.
Stasniak in the shotgun. Takes a snap. He'll hand it off up the middle. Oh, and shedding through again is Blake Bankston. He just seems to find every little hole possible. This time he'll gain 6 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 4.
I give Bankston a lot of credit. He's the sort of person that even if he's got a slow internet connection, still finds a way to watch that latest hippo video on YouTube. Nothing turns him away. He's patient, waits for it to pop up.
Stasniak in the pocket. This time he'll hand it off again, Bankston. Sneaks through one tackler, but unable to get past Ty Shaw. And he'll bring him down at about the 15-yard line, but not before another D.C. Everest first down.
And again, he leapt through. He tends to leap like he's Peter Pan flying through the London sky. Leapt past two defenders who couldn't bring him down in the air, lands on his feet, runs for 10 more yards.
Stasniak again in the pocket. Takes the snap, rolling out to the far side. Looking for the end zone, got a man, but he stepped out of bounds. However, there was a flag.
No, I think he might have caught it along the sideline. The officials get together. He's in the end zone.
He was in the end zone. The man in question is Xavier Edwards, and they're going to give it to him. But however, there is a flag down. We'll see what that is. But for now, it's an Xavier Edwards touchdown. And it's going to go against the defense, which will not matter. It'll be declined by D.C. Everest. And that's another touchdown. Xavier Edwards, the one on the touchdown. And just like that, it's 40-7.
If they went for two, they'd make it a running clock situation, but they're going to have Stasniak out there for the extra point. 40-7 with 4:37 to go, so a 33-point lead. You need to be 35 for running clock.
Snap balls down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So make that 41-7. And yet again, the lead continues. We'll take a break when we come back. More Eau Claire North football here at echometownradio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
So you were waiting till the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are in fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
York Strand.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
York Strand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
And welcome back, Derek Montesano with you. 4:37 still to play in the third quarter of this DC Everest Eau Claire North football game. DC Everest leads 41-7. Not exactly a tight matchup. Well, DC Everest will kick it off here. Stasniak will be the one to kick it off. North will have two players back, including Ty Schaaf, and it's at 81 as this kick will be booted back. Schaaf will take it at his own 1 yard line, runs it out to the 15 to the 20, sheds off a tackler, spins out another, and will get to the 25 yard line, and that's where North will get the football.
The 41 points allowed by North in this game are a season high. The previous high they had allowed was 35. In their loss at New Richmond, the second week of the season.
And go figure, the one game we were at. So how about that, folks?
Well, I hope that doesn't spell bad news for next week, because we'll have North against Stevens Point next Friday night. 6:45 broadcast starts, 7 o'clock kickoff. North against Stevens Point next Friday night.
McCracken in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Handoff, Bean. Bean looks to the outside. He's got an opening to the 40. He's to the 50. It's a foot race to the outside. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown. Touchdown for North. A 70-yard touchdown run by Levante Bean. His second of the game. And North has a little bit of life in them. It's 41-13.
Levante Bean with his second touchdown run of the game. One of 68 yards. That one, too, of, 27. That one's 72 yards. So a 68-yarder and a 72-yarder for Levante Bean, who came into the game with one touchdown run and will leave with at least three on the year. So a little bit of sunshine. An otherwise frustrating night.
Solberg's kick, however, will get blocked, and that'll keep the scores at 41-13. 41-13 the score when we come back here at echometownradio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
If you want a metal roof on your house, here's a straightforward, gonna save you some money offer from
York Strand.
It's a brand new year, but if you lock in your metal roof right now, you'll get it at last year's price.
York Strand.
The metal roof is backed with a 50-year, non-prorated, and transferable warranty. Lock in your deal and get it for last year's price.
York Strand.
237-2678.
And welcome back, Derek Montesano with you. North trailing DC Everest 41-13, coming off that Levante Bean 72-yard touchdown run. That's all he's done today, is score big touchdown runs. He had a 68-yarder back in the first quarter and a 72-yarder now. That is what Levante Bean has done today. Well, Solberg will get set to kick this ball off for North. Lines up, running up to it. End over end kick is booted high in the air. Will be caught at about the 15-yard line, and they'll run it out to about the 20. Squeaks through to about the 30, and ball comes loose. The ball is loose, but they'll say he was down. We might get a consultation here. The players keep going after it. Flags go flying.
As some late flags come in afterwards, the line judge was quick to say he was down as the ball came loose. Now we'll have to see what the flags were all about as everybody scattered like rabbits in a floodlight. And they're going to call in sportsmanlike conduct on the North Huskies. What they did was not very evident, but they call in sportsmanlike conduct on North, and that's a 15-yard penalty, so they go from thinking they might have gotten a strip and a recovery on the kickoff return to now DC Everest starting this drive on their 49. 4:07 to go in the third quarter. DC Everest leads 41-13.
So DC Everest has the football yet again.
And it looks like now Corbin Ezenroth in at running backs. We might have seen the last of Blake Bangston for DC Everest today.
Here's Stasniak in the shotgun. He'll take the snap. He'll hand it off now to Ezenworth. He'll push the pile a little bit, and he'll get about 6 yards on his first play from scrimmage.
Tasmanian deviled his way as he turned his way, spun his way for those 6 yards right up the middle. Now again, North, despite the outcome here today, still very much has a shot to get into the playoffs for the first time since the late 1990s, and we were all utilizing AOL, Instant Messenger, back in those days. They've got to win two of what will be their final three games starting next week, and I'll tell you why it's very realistic in a moment.
Dasniak fakes the give, rolls out to the near side. Looking for a pass, now he'll just run it himself, and he's immediately met by a bunch of North players, including Devin Andrew, who is the one up. Nope, a late flag comes flying in here.
Yeah, Devin Andrew got the hit after he gained a couple of yards, stood up, and you could tell he was kind of maybe said something towards him. And another unsportsmanlike conduct on the North Huskies. Now you're down 41-13. Nothing wrong with a little bit of emotion in the game of football, but you're down 41-13, and I'm sure Matt McGinnis will remind the young man and all of his guys understand the moment, if you will. It's again 41-13. You're in no position to talk to DC Everest, especially defensively in this game.
41-13 the score. That 15-yard penalty will put them at the North 28. Takes a snap, handoff up the middle. That was to number 41, who's now in. That was Reed Frame, who is now in the running back position. He'll gain 7 yards on the first play from scrimmage there. It'll be second down and 3.
Again, you look at it for North. Next week, that's going to be a tall task again at home against Stevens Point. The last regular season game at Wisconsin Rapids looks very winnable. The game at Marshfield in a couple of weeks, that looks like that could be one you could get as well. So it's still realistic to get to those four conference wins.
Dasniak hands it off to the far side, and bulldozing his way through to the end zone is Reed Frame again. His second run of the game, and this one's into the end zone. A flag down, however, but this looks like, and it will be against North, so it will be declined, and it will be 47-13 in favor of DC Everest.
Now for the North Huskies, again, a humbling situation. Don't let this make you think that getting into the playoffs is all for naught. You knew this was be a tall task. The fact that it's a non-competitive game and has been a non-competitive game for a while is going to be the disappointing part. But if you were W and L-ing the remainder of the schedule, thinking of how they get into the playoffs, this was probably a game you put down as an L.
Dasniak will kick it up, and he'll get the extra point through. That'll make it 48-13. 48-13 the score when we come back here at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion, from casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
And welcome back, Derek Lonestano with you. DC Everest leads Eau Claire North by 35 points.